The new five-member Parades Commission will begin deliberation today over a new application from the Lagany Lodges to finish the return leg of last year's 12th of July parade in North Belfast. The planned march past Ardoyne for the morning of the 7th of June is seen as the last push to get a resolution before the beginning of this year's summer marching season. The blocking of last year's return leg led to violence and a nightly police operation running into millions of pounds. The security journalist Brian Rowan with us this morning. So spell out to us, Brian, what's actually going on here?
You've mentioned a couple of the new dates that are in play now, Stephen. June 7th as the latest application to complete the July 12th march from last year. The Parades Commission beginning its deliberations on that application today. But there's another date on the board as well, this Sunday, June the 1st, as a meeting that is part of background talks that have been happening quietly for some months now and that I reported on in yesterday's Belfast Telegraph. Those talks involving a number of bishops, Bishop Donal McKeown from the Catholic Church, Bishop Alan Abernethy from the Church of Ireland, some politicians, Gerry Kelly of Sinn Féin, Alban McGuinness of the SDLP, local nationalist residents, representatives of the local lodge in that particular area in North Belfast, Winston Irvine of the PUP, Lee Reynolds of the DUP, has been involved in those talks. There was a pause, as I understand it, Stephen, sometime early April. But now the play button has been pushed again for a meeting this Sunday. So the Parades Commission begins its consideration of that application today. It may be, Stephen, that it will leave a bit of space to see if anything emerges from that planned meeting this Sunday. And as you describe in the introduction there, there is a sense within the Orange Order, and I quoted a senior Orange Order source in the Belfast Telegraph yesterday, describing this as a genuine effort and a last push to get something resolved within this marching calendar, if you like, because in just a few weeks of just a few weeks' time, we're into another cycle of parades: the Tour of the North, the White Rock Parade, the Mini 12th, and the 12th. So, in many senses, this being considered as a last roll of the dice.
So there'd be another concern that the Ardoyne situation has festered all year, and here we are going back there again.
Well, if you speak to people on the nationalist side, they think this should have ended with the Parades Commission decision last July. Clearly, it hasn't gone away within the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. There has been that permanent protest camp at Tweddell. I've been speaking to someone, Stephen, who's keeping a very close eye to things. I quoted him in yesterday's newspaper report, saying that within certain elements of the Orange Order and loyalism, there's an expectation that the parade will be allowed up on June 7th. That's speculation, Stephen.
So if that is to happen, then the perception would be Camp Tweddell victory for them.
And that's one of the jigsaw pieces. I spoke then to someone else who gave me these comments, and the whole situation has been described as very delicate, quite volatile, big stakes at play here. But another source said to me yesterday, and I quoted this yesterday, sufficient to say there are very serious concerns about the floating of the idea. That's the idea that the parade could return on June 7th, and the way the idea has been canvassed and who's involved. And that source said that any decision to allow the parade to return would be highly reckless and irresponsible. So whatever way the pendulum swings, Stephen, in terms of the decision-making on this, it's going to be controversial. It's a different Parades Commission in place, not the Parades Commission that made the decision last July, but the most recent Parades Commission appointed, the five-member commission that was appointed at the turn of the year. For them, this is a crunch decision, a big decision, a huge moment, and they begin their consideration, their deliberations on this latest application in a number of meetings today.
So, Brian, if it gets through in June, what's the knock-on effect for the 12th of July?
Well, Stephen, I'm not saying that decision has been made for it to get through on June 7th, and I know you understand that, but I just want to be clear given how delicate this situation is. But some people believe that if it got through on June the 7th, that would open up the road again for July the 12th. So all of that is in play there, Stephen. No decision has been made as yet, but I'm saying to you that there are a number of sources who believe the decision could go in favour of the Lagany Lodges, and there are other sources in the nationalist community who are concerned that idea has been floated. But as I say, the Commission begins its consideration of this application today. We know that there is this plan for talking this Sunday. My sense and my readout from those talks that have been happening in the background, while some new people are involved, there is not a new idea, there's not new thinking, and there is little prospect at this stage, Stephen, of that dialogue producing what we call a local agreement.
Is there a lot of political lobbying going on behind the scenes?
You can imagine, Stephen, that this is one of those decisions that everyone will want to have their say within. So if there is a sense that there is this idea being canvassed that the parade should return on June 7th, that this is the last chance within this marching calendar to get it returned, you can then imagine that on the other side of the argument there will be people who will be talking to the Northern Ireland office, to Dublin, maybe even to Washington, to the United States, expressing their concerns. And that fits in with that comment, Stephen, that I quoted yesterday, that any decision to allow this parade to return would be irresponsible and what someone described to me as reckless. So this is, as I said just a moment ago, a decision from the Parades Commission that is going to be controversial, Stephen, whatever way that pendulum swings in that decision-making process.